Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 94 of Ninjas and Super Spies. We've just been through a few pages with martial arts that don't have a lot about them that is overtly silly or worthy of mockery. They're just kind of poorly constructed. We talked about Isshin Ryu's problem with the mechanics not matching the flavor. We talked about Jujutsu's wrist lock that is going to lead to awkward combat endgames. Now, here we are at a style that is so ridiculous, I almost feel like there's nothing I can add to it. Today we're discussing Quo Chuan Dog Boxing Kung Fu. And I quote, "Dog boxing involves stupid-looking paw attacks from ground level, ridiculous barking and yipping noises, and the ability to walk around on all fours. The reason behind this madness is that the moves often deliberately bait other martial artists, causing them to underestimate their opponents and therefore make mistakes. A dog boxing expert, upon being attacked, may immediately fall to the ground and begin wailing as if terribly hurt. Then attacks are made only when the enemy continues to attack. Students of Quo Chuan are sworn to secrecy when recruited into the school. They are not allowed to reveal their techniques, their teachers, or even their fellow students. The school's public policy is to give demonstrations, but to make them ridiculous enough so that no one will take them seriously. For example, in any fight that is not serious, the dog boxer is supposed to lose deliberately. This helps keep future opponents off guard. The stance is, of course, squatting on the ground, like a dog begging for scraps. So I guess dog boxing is supposed to be a joke. I mean, it seems unsportsmanlike to pick on a martial art for being goofy when it is telling you to literally get on your hands and knees and bark like a dog. It is goofy. It also is it's suggesting a ploy that I think is maybe not sustainable for either the school or the individual. Notably on this page, it's recommended, quote, "one of the best martial arts for an espionage agent." Especially because it teaches the arts of invisibility. So, okay, it teaches you to sneak, and that's useful to a spy. But from time to time, a spy is going to have to fight. And the thing about a spy is you want to maintain a certain anonymity and a certain low profile. And I think that if you continue to use dog boxing in your spy field work, a pattern is going to begin to emerge that a good spy antagonist is going to start to pick up on. Like, you know, Agent 76, I noticed that you've been foiled a lot in your recent plots to steal the plutonium that we need for the death ray. And while these may initially seem to be unrelated incidents, I note that each time you've had a lot of trouble with a seemingly helpless foe who got on the ground and barked like a dog. I'm starting to think maybe that's the same guy. I think this style also presumes a lot upon your opponent's willingness to really pause and see how this plays out. If someone is trying to kill you, what this style recommends as a survival tactic is to get down on the ground, get your knees and your elbows down there, and then start acting like a pathetic wounded dog, which is, I would go so far as to say, intermediate charades. Like, dog is simple. Dog is maybe like, act like a dog is a melee round action. It's just one, it's like 10 quick seconds, get on all fours, go yip yip. Your opponent's like, oh, it's a dog. And you're like, bark, bark, bark. Yes, exactly. I'm a dog. Acting like a pathetic dog who wants help is more of a multi-stage process. Dog needs to register, and then sort of the intonation of the yelping needs to register. This is an awful lot of attentive interpretation that you're asking from a person who is already trying to shoot you to death. And the way this is meant to play out is that, so someone's pulled their weapon, they're firing shots at you, you're like, oh shit, I gotta revert to my training. Drop on the ground, get on all fours, start yipping. Move around in a halting circular motion to convey that I'm a dog who has been hurt and is helpless so that they will come closer and continue to shoot me. Then, because everybody shoots a dog from close range, I mean, haven't you seen Old Yeller? There's a way this is done. When they sidle up to me with the gun to shoot me at point blank range, then continuing to act like a dog, and this is key, I will begin to engage them in fist paw combat. I'll kill them in dog mode, and then, after the fact, when my espionage opponents try to reconstruct events, they will assume that I was just lucky, and the next time they send an assassin after me, the same trick is going to work. And the way that this con is maintained is that on my off days, right, on my weekends for my spy job, I'll go enter a lot of martial arts tournaments and deliberately do really badly and lose in the first round to give dog boxing a bad name, which really raises questions of how they recruit people exactly. Maybe people don't understand this is dog boxing, because if you look at the maneuvers, let me just give you a little sampler platter of all of the dog-like moves that you learn from this style. Somersaults, backflips, handstands, of course, dogs notorious for handstands, cartwheel, knife hand, tripping leg hook, snap kick, a maneuver that if I had to make a list of every motion that a dog is anatomically capable of, snap kick would be right at the fucking bottom. And then in the style's defense, drop kick. I've never seen a dog drop kick anything, but when I think about slow motion footage that I've often seen on YouTube of dogs catching frisbees out of midair, I can imagine teaching a dog to drop kick. I don't think it would convey as a charades move. It's not what I would go to like say dog to an audience. But if you were teaching a real dog dog boxing, which I'm sure someone has tried in the storied history of Palladium campaigns, I can imagine getting a dog to dropkick. I think it would be impressive. This style also teaches begging and fasting. I guess probably, you know, like in Tiger style, you have to go on wilderness trips to hunt with your bare hands. I think you have to live like Tramp from Lady and the Tramp for a while when you do dog boxing and just roam from door to door looking like a dog trying to get people to feed you. And you also learn acrobatics and gymnastics, which I like to think they have like a big agility training course set up at the monastery. And you just have to like do an obstacle course montage, but in character as a dog, go through the little tunnel and everything. I don't know how I can be expected to pick a dumbest thing on this page. The fact that this game earnestly recommends that if you're playing a super spy, a James Bond type character, that you fight opponents by getting on the ground and yipping pathetically. I guess the whole thing is the dumbest thing in this page. I don't know. It's a strong contender for dumbest thing in this book. But, you know, while I think the immediate response is the whole concept of dog boxing is the stupidest thing in this page, in this podcast, I'm trying to give this book a deep, close read. And I think given that you're practicing a martial art whose whole strategy is contingent upon conveying to your opponent through charades that you are a helpless dog, the fact that that style specifically gives you the ability to enter combat with a handstand, that's gotta be the dumbest thing on this page. But again, I'm spoiled for options. Join me next time for a martial arts style that cannot possibly follow this one on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.